good.
Well, there are three weanlings selling Wednesday at Keeneland that are must-see. They're consignment bred and C. Jones Airdrie stud agent. They're in barn 12. Hip number 215 is a Corporal Malibu Moon, and he's a half-brother to the grade one winner in Hot Young Sire Divine Park. Which reminds me, did you see that first-time starter from Divine Park's first crop win by 12.5 on October 28 at Santa Anita? Her name's Blonde Fox. She was bred with Burton Jones and Lavin Bloodstock and trained by Bob Baffert. And she earned a not easily bestowed rising star endorsement from the Thoroughbred Daily News. Now, hip number 250 is a colt from the first crop by Majestic Perfection, and he's a half-brother to the grade one stakes winner Summer Soiree. Steve Asmussen called Majestic Perfection the fastest horse I've ever seen. Not the fastest he'd ever trained, the fastest he'd ever seen. Then there's hip number 299, a colt by Tappet. That's the first foal out of the graded stakes winner Silver Reunion. She's by Harlan's Holiday. Once again, they're in barn 12. Then go to barn 41 to take a look at more outstanding weanlings from Mr. and Mrs. Burton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. That's a farm which has produced over the past 4 years Champion Proud Spell, Champion Biofuel, Champion 2 Indy Wee, Grade 1 winner Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, Grade 1 winner Check the Label. Now that's quite a record. Outstanding weanlings from a farm that's raising runners. That's a winning combination.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. A bright, sunny morning here at the Thoroughbred Center at the out on the Paris Pike. In a busy, busy morning.
How many so far?
41 before the break.
42, she said.
42 before the break?
Yes.
Well, okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with Holly over it. She knows what she's doing.
Certainly.
And it's that's just before the break. I'm a brace yourselves over there, guys. What are we going to do today? Tim Shue's going to stop by around the top of the hour. Oh, look at that picture. Yeah, it's a cute picture. Got a picture of Dutcher over there and out in the pumpkin patch.
Out in the pumpkin patch. It's the cutest picture. I'm going to put that in a frame.
All right. Tim Shue is going to stop by. Tim is with Art Preston. And, of course, he trains here at the Thoroughbred Center Farm. Frank Betancourt used to, but now he stays on the farm and trains. They've got quite an operation. And everybody but Tim, I think, went to the Breeders' Cup. And they went out to see a flat out, of course, going in the classic today. I had the chance to clock him a couple of years ago out here. Got some of his early training.
Yeah.
At the Thoroughbred Center here.
Did you save that time on that clock, or did you just punch it off?
I had the watch just hanging on the wall.
Okay,
over there.
Thank you. I thought so.
Anyway, he's going in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Of course, he's won the Jockey Club Gold Cup 2 years in a row. And they've got quite an operation, got a farm down in Bourbon County. So I'm going to ask Tim a little bit about that, and a little bit about Tim as far as that goes. Nice guy. Michael Blowen from Old Friends is going to stop by. We've heard from Doug, Doug Beyer. He is up at the Mayo Clinic up there. He's undergoing some therapy right now. He's in, talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact. He's in good spirits. Looking forward to coming home. Said he was making progress. And he wants to thank everybody. There's, I don't know how many people, my goodness gracious, that have come by that have asked me about Doug. And I just hate to call him up there all the time, you know. But they've been keeping us posted. He's doing therapy right now. You know, he had a mild stroke. Once he got back up there, they've had him on a dialysis. He had some problems with his kidneys, but they had him on dialysis, and that's all straightened out now so far. And he's going to have to be up there another couple of weeks anyway. He's on some steroids, and it might be causing some blood sugar problems. But anyway, and he's got to get insulin shots and. He's had a real rough time of it, but Doug's a tough old bird, and everybody's praying for him, and he wanted me to thank everybody that had been inquiring about him and everything, and tell him that he appreciated all their prayers and thoughts. So, God bless him. Steve Moody is going to come on during the second hour. And, of course, they're running the Chalukee down at Churchill today. It's a grade two race. And I asked him to take a look at the Breeders' Cup Classic, so he's going to do that for me. And, of course, he's just strictly with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You know, you can buy that. Well, you can get it at Churchill, as far as that goes. You can go online at brisnet.com, brisnet.com, and pick it up there. It's a great sheet. And anyway, he's going to come on during the second hour for us. And let's see, what else we're going to do? Kind of scarcity of places to run right now since last week's show. We've had, Jimmy Cargan has saddled two winners. Had one last night at the Mountain. And where were they? Both of them were at the Mountain. And Tommy Skinner had one down there. And then Matt Frazier hit a home run. They ran a $75,000 OHRAI Derby for quarter horses up at Hoosier, $75,000 pot, and he won it with a quarter horse named Feature My News. And that's Matt Frazier. Matt does a great job with quarter horses, and he trains some thoroughbreds too, and he wins races with both of them. But I think he's going to leave us this winter. Maybe after the first year, whenever Hialeah has that quarter horse meeting down at in Florida. When are they going?
December 1st.
December 1 he's leaving?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll miss him. And some good races yesterday at the Breeders' Cup. I guess everybody was watching them, saw the same things I did. The first race, everybody was kind of disappointed they had that late scratch, out of the race. And the winner was a Kentucky-bred colt named Hightail, and this was the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Sprint. Won by nose. It was a heck of a race. So the race, they were fussing about on TV, on HRTV, I guess it was. Anyway, and they were fussing about the race being, coming up weak, but they put on a heck of a race there, I thought. Hightail, as I said, is by Mineshaft, and Dwayne Lucas trains him, coming off a race out here at Keeneland in the Breeders' Futurity. When he ran six, just got to be three lengths, got, as I recall, he had a kind of a rough trip out there and had to go six wide, so he set up pretty good for this one. And, of course, Lucas, God only knows how many races that he's won. They announced it over there, but I didn't pay that much attention to it, to the truth. The Marathon, and I love the Marathon. I didn't get to see it, but an Argentine bred one, I had to go down and clean a stall. And an Argentine horse named Kaleidoscopio came from dead last, as a matter of fact, broke last, and picked up the field and won off by himself. Grassy ran second, and Attigan ran third. Attigan in the classic, that's that colt by the Brary Bred, Bird C. Jones Bred, he's by Istan. And doggone it, I mean, he's always right there, but he's not won a stake yet. He's won some races. He ran third in the Belmont Stakes, ran a real good race, just got to beat two lengths for all the money. He was fourth, just got to beat a length and a quarter in the Travers, and he ran fourth in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Kenny McPeak trains him, and he is one of those. His stand, of course, stands over at Burr Jones's, and he is the son of Gone West. Looks like he's doing pretty good. The winner is by Luhuk, 9-year-old gelding foaled in Argentina. Well, he's a horse. He's a whole horse. And Luhuk is a son of 49er. And Grassy, you're in second, was an El Prado bred by Cleveland Farm and Adele Dillschneider. That phone you're ringing is a clocker phone. And let's see what else is going on. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, a grade one race, went to Flotilla. And she ran a beautiful race. Got a great ride. She came over here from France. She was foaled in France, but she's by Mizzen Mass, stands over Judmont Farm. One of my favorite horses. I think he's probably one of the most underrated stud horses in North America. This is his fourth grade one stakes winner. And she's bred by the Oceanic Bloodstock and a couple of people. I can't pronounce their names. But anyway, she's foaled over in France. He's had some stakes winners in France. This is not the first one. Because he was a very versatile racehorse himself. Mizzen Mass, son of Cosine, and he was just as good on. Matter of fact, he was a grade one stakes winner on the dirt sprint and won 7 furlongs, and he was a great stakes winner around 2 turns on the grass. So, did just about all you could ask of a horse to do, you know. And he has been a very, very solid kind of a stud horse. I think, I don't know what they're going to stand. The stud fee last year was 12.5. Over there at Judmont Farm, and they're probably going to keep him at that. I don't know. I'd hate to say so, but they're pretty reasonable as far as that goes. And Flotilla just came off of fourth in grade one stakes, group one stakes over in France. I don't know. It's one of those Frenches, Marcel Boussac Criterium Clouchies or something like that. Just got beat a length and a half, and since she was blocked inside the quarter pole, so she obviously came over here ready to fire. Running second in that race was a Irish bred filly that Chad Brown's trained. She ran a nice race, coming off a win in the Miss Grillo Stakes. And running third was an Include filly, Summer of Fun, bred by Olin Gentry, Tom Gaines, and Berkwood Bloodstock. And, of course, Include stands down at Airdrie Stewart. He had a couple going today in stakes races yesterday, I think, race. All righty. Let me do a commercial break here. Undefeated Algorithms. How you pronounce that horse's name? Undefeated Algorithms. Algorithms, I guess. Well, anyways, the son of Bernardini. He's out of the Blue Hen mare. Ava knows the code. Going to stand the 2013 season at Claiborne Farm. Now, Algorithms won his first start as a two-year-old at Belmont by 5 1/4 lengths. Ridden out, it says. He won his second start at Gulfstream Park in December of his two-year-old season. Going 6.5 furlongs and 1:15-2. In his third and final start, he won the Grade 3 Holy Bull Stakes at Gulfstream by 5, and he beat champion two-year-old Hansel that day. You know, although they're not related or anything, but his race record makes you recall Danzig's, who also went to stud undefeated in just 3 starts down at Claiborne Farm. Now, Algorithms is out of the fine race mare Ava Knows the Code, the dam of 5-6 when it's form graded. And he's going to stand his first season to stud for 7,500 live foal. In stakes last weekend, signed a 2-year-old filly by Pulpit Bred, known by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillsnyder. Easily won the grade 2 Pocahontas at Churchill. Newsdad, a 4-year-old son of Arch, bred by James Carp, won Keeneland's grade 2 Fayette. And Baffle Me, a filly by First Samurai, bred by Peter Callahan, won the Banner Gala Stakes at Belmont. For more information about the Claiborne Stallions, get in touch with Bernie Sims and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They are experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, if you haven't heard about the Bluegrass Equine Center, well, you need to. It's a new training center down in Salvisa, Kentucky. And it's some of the people running down there, you know. Alan Kershaw is one of them. And the trainer is Chuck Simon. Of course, everybody knows Alan. He was a Gainsborough farm for many years and was a general. He was a farm manager of the year, and he's a general manager. It's called Bluegrass Equine Center, BEC. And they've doing a great job down there. For instance, the horse that won the Breeders' Futurity out here, Joha, J-O-H-A. He goes tomorrow in the Breeders' Cup. I believe it's the Breeders' Cup today. Two-year-old colt turf today. Yeah, right. Excuse me. But anyway, he was raised and developed down at BEC, and he goes in that race today. I believe it's the first one of the Breeders' Cup races. And the BEC, it's just a short drive from Keenan and Churchill. You can't go wrong down there. And they've got all kinds of facilities down there, first class. Got a hyperbaric oxygen chamber and an aqua tread and just high quality facilities. There's a 5-furlong track. There's a really nice turf gallop down there. And, it's a great, it's very quiet location down there. Horses do well. They come down there and unwind, or they can rehab your horse or, break your yearlings or do whatever you need. Let me give you the phone number and then let me give you the website. The phone number, it's an 859 number. It's 940-1766. 940-1766. And I am looking here for the website. And I know it's on here somewhere. I can't seem to find it. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's Bluegrass. SEC.com. Bluegrass, let me spell it for you. Bluegrassec.com. Go to that and check it out. And here's another phone number, too. It's a 859 number again. And it's 865-2133. 865-2133. That first number I gave you was for Ben Calgill down at Bell, what's the name of Benny Bell's agency down there, you know?
Oh, I forgot. Ask me something I know.
I can't remember. But anyway, Ben can tell you all about it, too, so you might want to call him. But here's the number again, 865-2133. And that website, again, is...
Bluegrass EC. So it'd be
bluegrassec.com.
.com. EC would be Equine.
Yeah, Bluegrass Center. Equine Center. Okay.
All right. That works. Okay.
I'll get it out. Boy.
Nothing like a cold.
All righty. Yeah, I've got a bad cold. And I've got a tickle in my throat.
Gonna go home and fix him a toddy and build him a fire.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
Make some hot chili or
you
something.
You may have to do a lot of talking today, too, the way things are going.
Me? Talk? Oh, heaven help us. Did you read this thing about Doug yet?
I talked about him.
Well, what I wanted to do is, of course.
Go ahead and read it, Jack.
He
sent it.
2.5 weeks, been difficult. Things are getting better. He developed vasculitis after they were at the Mayo. And anyway, he had some kidney problems and some hemorrhage. Just ask me anything scientific. But he's improving. And they are now in the rehab at St. Mary's Hospital. The reason I said this is I'll bet you we need to send him some cards and letters to our shut-in friend, Doug. He's at St. Mary's Hospital.
This is Dr. Doug Beyer we're talking
yeah.
about now.
Now, this is at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And he is in Mary Brigg, B-R-I-G-H, 3C, room 622. Now, what I'm going to do is say that again at the end of the show and at the end of the announcement. So if y'all want to grab a pencil or a pen or something, write it down so we can get some cards going to him.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I never send cards. I'm going to send old Doug a card. Anyway, he's going to be there till the 15th of November, but he's doing rehab. And the good news, he hadn't had any dialysis for a week.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It's he's amazing because he keeps coming close to the edge and he keeps coming back. And we keep, you know, I have a friend in Virginia that just loves him. And I called her and I keep her up. And she said, he's like a cat. Every time you think, well, start to get all sad and prepare yourself, Doug's not feeling good and all this junk. And then he springs back. I think he's you know, I don't know how many he's got left, but he sure is getting it done. So anyway, thank you. Now, oh yeah, announcements. All-Tech National Horse Show excitement. It's going on right now. Unfortunately, I saw a picture of it on Facebook, and there were, believe me, you can get a seat. You can get a seat right down front or up or middle or wherever you want. This is one of the top shows in the whole blast country. And if they don't start packing them in and doing something about getting crowds out there, I don't know how they're going to stay here. I'm just, anyway, that's my opinion. Now, today would be Saturday. I'm going to tell you what's going on. They've even thrown in saddlebred classes on some nights. And today is Saturday. I'm going to tell you what's today. They started this morning. It's still going. They're doing hunter. And then they start back up at 1. See, their print's teeny. 1 o'clock. Somebody keeps moving in front of the sun. This is just great. More hunter stuff. And it's look, it's so small I can't read it. You have to go online, I guess. Try to go to All-Tech National Horse Show. It's national. Try to remember that. See if you can get out there. November 15th, the Horse Park is going to have their Southern Lights Stroll. That's when they first turn on the Southern Lights, and you can go out and walk it, walk your dog and all that kind of stuff. And they've got some kind of new exhibit called Losing Ground, the Greatest Threat. That's at the International Museum of the Horse, and that's about we're losing open country. Although the past 4 years we haven't lost any. Nobody's building any houses or developing anything in the past 4 years. So we'll see about that. Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club, it's getting close to when you can no longer advertise in the book. Now, that's probably, they were going to close it yesterday, but I got a feeling if you want to call in Monday, they'll find a place for you, because that's a Bible. Everybody opens that thing and uses it once a week anyway. So, as I said, the Southern Lights Festival, presented by Toyota, it opens November 16th for the driving with your car, and the 15th you can walk. They also have a Christmas Village, 12 Days of Christmas, Keeneland Racetrack, show jumping, steeplechase. It's real interesting. You can go back every year and see a little something different. It's $15 a car Sunday through Thursday, $20 a car on Friday and Saturday. If you want to take a bus, if you want to bring your bus, it's $125. It's really pretty. It's very nice. And all proceeds go to the Horse Park Foundation, who try to keep pouring money into the horse park. They need to pour a little money into some advertising.
Let me take a little break here, Jackie, and do a commercial.
Okay.
I got a cough drop in my mouth, so if you hear something clicking, it's not my false teeth. I still got a couple of my own left. But yesterday at Santa Anita, the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf was won by Flotilla. 2-year-old Philippa Mizenmast, the stakes winner in France, making her first start in the USA. Clotilla went into the race off of fourth, beaten just a length and a half after a troubled trip in Group 1 stakes in France. She defeated a crack field in the Juvenile Fillies turf to become the fourth Grade 1 stakes winner, sired by Mizenmast. Tomorrow at Santa Anita, Ms. Direction, a 4-year-old filly by Mizenmast, is scheduled to take on the boys in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup turf sprint. Ms. Direction earlier this year won the Grade 3 Monrovia at Santa Anita. She's won 6 of her 11 starts, has never been out of the money. Now, Mizenmast stands at Judmont Farm, home also of Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. Sire of Dun Donnell, who goes tomorrow in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. A group stakes winner in Great Britain, Dun Donnell is a 2-year-old from the first crop by First Defense. So if you want to compete at the highest level, look to the Judmont Stallions. The inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at Judmont Farm. No, it's not farm, at Judmont.com. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Tom Biedemann, Biedemann Real Estate and Auctioneers. Jackie, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Tom Biederman's got the most beautiful places for sale you have ever seen. For one, right down the road from us, and it's in a nice neighborhood to get to us. The McAlpin's new place, that beautiful thing, they've done a fantastic job.
On the bottom, there should be another commercial there.
Oh, okay. And
there we go.
Absolutely, 154 acres, but part of it, one side of it is on Clay Kaiser, and the other side is...
Don't ask me.
I forget, too. We can play who forgets the most. But it's a nice piece of property. It's the one, the land is wonderful. Also, there's 74.
Hawkins Cummins, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 74 acres on Troy Pike in Versailles. This is gorgeous. Oh, my. It is lovely. Elmwood. Speaking of Benny Bell, it's Elmwood Farm. That place is out of this world. And it's full of elms. Isn't that amazing? The house is built in somewhere like 1810, completely redone, 2 barns, 27 stalls, an equisizer, and it's just beautiful. That's a prize on Troy Pike. And then there's one on Lemons Mill. Wow, nice house. 29 acres, nice house. You want a place in the country. 3860 Lemons Mill Road. Let me see what else I like. Ooh, one on Pisgah. Brittany Farm, 706 acres. Gosh, that's a lot of land. Piscopike in Woodford County, it's really nice. And it's got a great, gorgeous house that looks like the old Mount Brilliant almost. Let's see what else. Boy, you want to talk about a wish list. You just oh, Jackstown Road in Paris. This is 656, turnkey, almost 100 acres. Jackstown is the place now. It's loaded with brand new, you know.
Dana Springs is out there.
Yes, it's really the
Blanford
place.
Blanford Stud.
Yeah, it's the place. So if you're looking for something like that's really nice. Also, I know the one that not Griffin. On 460.
Oh, yeah.
That's been reduced. Mm-hmm. So that's a good buy, too. Because he put that together and did a beautiful job on that.
Give me a website there, Jack.
I'm going to. It's BiedermannBrokerage.com. BIEDERMAN, Brokerage.com. Or call them at 277-2030.
Well, Grade 1 stakes winner Gets Stormy and multiple stakes winner Country Day have joined the stallion roster at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Both bring top credentials to stud. Both are to stand for very reasonable fees. Get Stormy won Grade 1 stakes at Churchill, Grade 1 stakes at Gulfstream, Grade 1 stakes at Keeneland, won 3 stakes at Saratoga, 2 of them graded, met and defeated the likes of Wise Dan, Court Vision, Sydney's Candy, Precious Passion, to mention just a few. Earned over $1,606,000. Get Stormy is by the successful Stormy Atlantic. currently ranked 9th on the sire list. Any inner stud for $5,000. Due in the full stands of nurses. Country Day won stakes at Oaklawn, the Fairgrounds, Presque Isle, ran second in both the Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint and in Keeneland's Grade 3 Woodford Reserve Stakes. He went on dirt, he went on grass and artificial, and he earned over $503,000. Country Day is by champion Sprightstown, the nation's number one ranked sire by North American earnings, and he's out of the graded stakes winner and triple stakes producer Hidden Assets by Mount Livermore. Country Day, entered stud, far, $5,000, due in the full stands of nurses, and both get Stormy and Country Day are eligible for Crestwood's Share the Upside program. Now, to learn more about that, here's the Crestwood Farm number, 859-252-3770, and the website is crestwoodfarm.com. Go ahead, Jackie.
Breeders' Cup winner Monet's to be auctioned on eBay. This is from Monet Mary, a friend of ours, who is runs around and gets these horses. The horses paint these pictures. They're 16 by 20 abstract, and they're done by famous horses. And Monet's is spelled M-O-N-E-I-G-H-S, which is so clever. It just makes my eyes cross. They use their muzzles, tails, hooves, whiskers, sometimes a paintbrush. She sent us a small one of Curlin, I believe it was, with his hoof print on it. They put that foot in the ink, and then they clunk it down on that paper. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And the colors are wonderful. Now, you can bid on these things. This is for Reruns Aftercare Program and other equine charities. This is for retired racehorses or whatever. Awesome again, 98 Classic. Better Talk Now, 2004 Turf. DeHaas, they've got one by the DeHaas. He won 96 and 98 Mile. English Channel, I saw that rerun again this morning. The 2007 Turf. Boy, he's a pretty horse. Indian Blessing, the 2007 Juvenile Fillies. And check it out, Spitestown, winner of the 2004 Sprint. Go to www.rerun.org. That's R-E-R-U-N.org. Click on the eBay icon or go to eBay.com and type in Monet, M-O-N-E-I-G-H. And I want to thank Monet Mary on account of his house. She sent me a box of, you can buy little cards. They put these things on.
Yeah, they're
note
cute,
cards.
Too.
Yeah, they're darling. There's a Christmas card and a birthday card and, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm. I think I'll send one to Doc.
I guess she'd draw. Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then she sent Ursel a little
sketch of, it says win by nose and it's the jockey. His jockey is big snaz on him. And
he's leaning out.
I guess it's R. Carroll, right?
Could be. Well, and then we've got the one she brought us here.
Yeah.
It says odds on favorite, and it's a cartoon of a horse, and he's got 8-5,
3-1, 4-1.
Yeah, all that stuff on his body. It's very cute. Thank you again. And she sent Betsy a scarf, and which Betsy put on immediately. So thank you, Monet Mary. We really appreciate and we're glad to help anytime. Just give us a buzz. Tomorrow is November 4th. They're going to have a community tax sale out at Masterson Station's Indoor Arena. They've got blankets, boots, pads, clothing, even saddles. This is starts at 11, goes to 4. If you've got something to sell, take your little self and your little card table and a chair and go out there and set up shop and sell what you don't need. You might find things that you do. And if you have any questions, you email Christine Brown. Her email address, I love it, it's cbeaniebrown@aol.com. Beanie. C. Beanie. B-E-A-N-I-E Brown. Beanie Brown at AOL.
Yeah, I've got an announcement. We're on at the regular time next week.
Good.
There's no football game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would they disband?
Not yet.
Pressy says.
And I don't guess it's a basketball game either, so we're all right. Next week.
Okay. Regular 10 till noon.
Yeah, regular 10 till noon.
Where are they playing today? Here.
Yeah, play Vandy here today.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Well, good luck to him.
Good luck is right. Who's carrying the game, Rusty? Rusty, you know?
PBS.
PBS, he said.
It's
not
you.
Yeah, Disney.
ESPN, yeah. Disney. Most Wanted channel. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's not too late to get the Brisnet.com Ultimate Breeders' Cup Handicapping Package. Go to Brisnet.com, and $25. You got a preview, you got the odds, you got all that good stuff. We had a good time watching yesterday. Urso had to change a commercial because something won. He sits there. We root for the sponsor's horses, and then that was kind of fun.
Oh, that was a Mizzen Mast filly that I would go ride one.
Yeah, Urso loves Mizzen Mast. He said it's very underrated stallion.
Yeah, he is.
So we got to do that.
Good-looking horse, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got to see him.
It was fun, but I'm telling you, a whole bunch of foreignbreds there winning yesterday.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
It's,
I hate that, but there you go.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that Mizzen Mast was foaled in France.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't realize
was.
That.
Yeah, yeah. He's had several nice group winners in racing abroad.
Yeah.
They run on anything, you know. He's very versatile.
Salix, Lasix.
No. Maybe that too, but you know.
Oh, I want to say another thanks to Sally Van. Sally Van goes and helps horses in trouble. When they find a horse in trouble somewhere, they'll ship them wherever they're going for a new home. They're great. That's Nicole P. Ratt et al. And they do a great job at the sales. Keeneland November sales coming up. They'll be out there. She'll be at the desk, I'm sure. She usually is. And go see her, and you know you're going to get whatever you bought home in one piece. Nice people. And I'm going to say again, Macaulay's Feed. I didn't realize this. A lot of horses, when they get old, they don't have teeth. So they have to gum them. They don't have false teeth for horses. So you have to buy something like Longevity. I don't know anybody else that makes this, Longevity. From Macaulay's, and it is designed to be gummed. It comes in pellets, and as soon as they crunch down with their gums, the things break apart, and they can eat them.
They dissolve real quick.
They dissolve, and if you feed them something with oats or corn and stuff, even if the oats are crimped, they don't digest it. It goes, you're wasting your money. So anyway, I wanted to mention that. That's Longevity down at Macaulay's. It's out of this world. Let's see what else. Oh, Park is this, Horse Park is closed. Now here, Alltech, let's see, Alltech show runs through today. And they're having mounted games out there today. No, they run through tomorrow. Boy, it's just hard to figure this out. The only thing that's going on between now and Christmas is the Alico Shriners Rodeo. And November 6th, 16th, and 17th, Snowbird Dressage starts again. You know, I thought she used to have Snowbird out at Masterson in the winter, but I guess it's at the horse park. It's at the Covered Arena, and you're going to have to guess when it is, because I think it's December 1st, actually. And they will have Snowball Series mounted game, and the park is closed on Sunday. And, of course, during this time, Southern Lights.
There's some cream around here somewhere.
We got a coffee going here. Okay. Does your trailer need repair? I do. Call Sally Vans, and they will fix it.
All right, well, De Hare, from his first small test crop of five named foals, is the sire of the brilliant filly Gypsy Robin, winner of the Grade II $250,000 Lexus Raven Run Stakes at Keeneland, winner of the Grade II Beaumont at Keeneland. She won the Sorority at Monmouth Park. She won the inaugural stakes up at Presque Isle. She ran second in the Grade I Test Stakes at Saratoga. And she's earned $498,000. She's also the sire of Stakes Place Castella and a maiden special winner, Caillou. Five named foals, three winners, two stakes horses, including a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $500,000. Now his second crop, 2-year-olds are coming out running. 6 have started. 3 have won maiden specials. A third is placed in allowance company while racing overseas. And a fourth in a maiden special at Belmont on October the 11th. Then just yesterday, Terfa Shaw, making her first start, won a maiden special up in Chicago. So DeHare is a grade one winner and a brilliant mauler. He's by the leading sire, Awesome Again. Winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, sire of a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, and sire of one of the favorites in today's Breeders' Cup Classic. Game on, dude. DeHare stands at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Oh, Quillen.com. I get to talk about Quillen.com.
There's a note on the inside there, too.
Yes.
First page.
They have free shipping Monday. Starts Monday the 5th through Monday the 11th. And so if you don't live around here, and they do a lot of shipping. That's a big deal because they do tons of shipping. How many thousands of halters they make a year?
17,000
halters.
They sell a year.
Yeah, we just got a new one for our old guy over there and with a nice nameplate. It's beautiful stuff. I think, you know, you buy a nice halter, it should be thick, the leather thick and wide and you know, just nicely done. And that's what they do. It's not old flimsy junk that's going to pop or break or rot or anything. Those things last forever. They have great, great halters. They have stallion halters, mare halters, turnout halters, track halters, weanling sale halters. I turn out in track halters because I don't like the adjustable ones, but they sell the adjustable. I mean, they're beautiful. So they have shanks and twitches and muzzles.
A great gift shop.
It's a great gift shop. I'm just going through old pet collars. This is fun to get for your pet. Also, they have blue leather and brown leather and black leather. Now, you get a rolled collar or a flat collar. You can have a leash to match. All these things are red, green, blue, and pink. They got just tons of stuff. I mean, it's really nice. Stall plates, they're nice. I'm looking at the green and blue halters, just amazing. And Wayne does this stuff. Wayne is terrific. Leather worker. He's been there forever. Oh, I know what's good. We can start talking about Christmas presents. Checkbook covers with your nameplate on them. Key tag with your name on it. You can get small, medium, or large because some people don't like. Yours is a large, I think, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And they also have leather clipboards and binders for appointments. Books and
yeah, it's easy to find them if you're going into Paris from the Lexington area. Just keep going to the third stoplight and they're right there on the left. Can't miss them. Right across from Ken's New Market.
Yeah, and if you want to look at all the fun stuff, go to Quillen.com. That's Quillin.com, or give them a call 987-0730.
Well, you can add 2 more stakes winners to the list of 2012 stakes winners by Harlan's Holiday. Not a cat, but a llama, a 2-year-old colt by Harlan's Holiday, won last Sunday's Incurable Optimus Stakes at Belmont. An American Sugar, a 2-year-old filly by Harlan's Holiday, won the E.L. Gaylord Memorial Stakes Saturday at Remington. That's 12 2012 stakes winners, 5 of them 2-year-olds, and with the earners of more than $5,200,000, Harlan's Holiday ranks among the top 20 sires on the North American sire list. He also, the nation's number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list. He's the sire of the crack 2-year-old Shanghai Bobby, undefeated in 5 starts, winner of the grade 1 Champagne, the grade 2 Hopeful, the track Baron Stakes, and the probable favorite for the grade 1 Breeders' Cup juvenile today, and of the multiple graded stakes winner Will Cox, and a pre-race nominee to the grade 1 Breeders' Cup mile. That's the kind of performance that has come to be expected from the progeny of Harlan's Holiday. And that's why you should pay special attention to Harlan's Holiday weanlings and to mares in foal to the cover of Harlan's Holiday at the November sales. He's at Windsor Farm, And for more information about the Windstar Stallions, get in touch with Jerry Duffy or Deanna Packard at 873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Oh, Michael Blowin just came in carrying whiskey.
Yes, sir. I heard you had a tickle in your throat, so you got some of this Private Reserve Single Barrel Four Roses Friends Bourbon.
He's got something
for you. Look at this. I got Matt Howard has come through again.
Matt Howard is wonderful.
He's huge.
Despite what
a brand
like.
New nice leaf blower.
Yeah.
For old friends.
I feel forgotten.
This is fabulous. You know, let's have a toast.
You know, you
have
to use the oil mix, right?
Yes, sir.
You know how to use the oil mix, Matt.
Well, I don't, but the person who's going to use it does.
You have oil mix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, Matt, you're the best.
I can't
oh, my God.
That's so nice.
Oh, it tastes.
It's a big giant one, too.
I know.
I'll tell you what I'm going to.
They're really expensive.
I know they are.
God.
That's why we couldn't afford it.
No,
that's very nice, Matt. I tell you what.
Matt's great. He gives us hay, gives us leaf blowers, lead ropes, shanks.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. He puts out a catalog, free stuff.
Does he? Well, I know you'd read it.
I order from it all the time.
Yeah, I noticed that too, yeah.
Oh, that is great, Matt.
That's really
Thank
nice.
You so much. This is fabulous.
That is Matt's favorite brand of bourbon, so if you don't mind, I'll pass that on
please.
To him.
Oh, please, no, I'll bring you one next week. Yeah.
All right.
I get another one.
He's coming over.
All right.
There you
go. He grabbed that in a hurry.
There
didn't
you
he?
Go.
Yeah.
Horse is loose.
Horse is loose. Who's that?
I know that's Jamie Bruin just rode by, but it wasn't him that's loose. There, man, look at that thing going the wrong way by the half-mile pole over there. Maybe he'll go out the gap. Did he go out the gap? Can you tell? Oh, yes, yeah. There he goes, back to the barn.
Oh, he jumped the fence.
Up the hill. No, he just made a turn there. He must be up at barn, up behind barn 15 up there, because he's gone. Is the rider up? Anybody see the rider? I don't know. Holly Dunn is our medic, so she has to pay special attention when something like that happens and make sure the rider's up and moving. But the outriders, it's their job to check that and call her, so we'll see what's happening here. Well, what's going on, Michael?
Well, we're having a great time. Well, it's Breeders' Cup, Breeders' Cup weekend. This is fabulous. Do you see Royal Delta's race yesterday?
Oh, that was impressive.
Oh, my goodness.
God, she's a good-looking bitch.
Holy mackerel. Do you see those fractions? The idea that she could hang on after all that, and she was, you knew that they could have gone around again and nobody's going to pass her because she's so classy. And then I understand that they're so.
That filly ran second's a good filly, too.
I know. I'm not saying she's not.
Yeah.
Of course she is. But the fact of the matter is that she's the biggest star in racing.
22-3, 45-4, 109-4, 135-2, and then mile eighth one, 48-4.
Yeah.
She went by a length and a half, lit all the way. Of course, everybody saw it. And my Miss Aurelia, who was undefeated in six starts going into that, and a lovely filly herself, and then a filly that Barry Jones bred, Include Me Out, by Include, ran third.
Include Me Out. That
and
was
she
my key
nice
to the
race.
Trifecta.
She got beat two and three-quarter lengths for all of it.
Yeah, and she was charging at the end, too.
Yeah, you thought so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how she finished third.
Well,
Include Me Out?
Huh? Oh, well, if you say so.
Well, what do you mean? What does it say?
Huh?
What does it say?
Look at the chart. Sometimes I think we don't watch the same race.
You're right. She was up there. You're right. She was.
Oh,
up there.
Hey, mm-hmm. Would you say that one more time? I didn't hear that. Say that again.
You were right. She also carried 124 pounds, which is really something.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
We've gone through this
corrected.
Before, but it just so happened I had to charter the race with me.
I stand corrected.
This time.
By superior intelligence and maturity.
Oh, God.
But anyway, I was so delirious by that time. It was the only ticket I cashed all day, so.
You one up on me.
I was a little jumbled.
Yeah. Did you see the mizzenmast filly win that?
Yes.
Wasn't that impressive?
Mm-hmm. And I like that Argentinian horse, too, and I didn't bet it correctly. There you go. 17-1, that Argentinian horse that came in and won.
Yeah, right. He won my piece. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed that one. I was out cleaning a stall. And
there you go. Well, see, there you go.
Got there too late to see that one. Well, let me do a commercial here, and we'll get back to you. Well, Lionheart is the sire of the undefeated 2-year-old colt Uncaptured, an impressive 5.5-length winner of the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill last Sunday. He's the sire of No More, who goes today in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. And with the earnings of nearly $6,500,000, he ranks 8th on the 2012 sire list by North American earnings. Now, Lionheart, well, of course, he's no longer available for stud duties in this country. But his Grade 1 winning son, Lion of David, is, and he stands at Spendthrift Farm. Lion of David won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, beat a top field that day, which includes the likes of Super Saver, Dublin. The Arkansas Derby's run on the dirt, and the versatile Lion of David won that Grade 1 event after posting 2 wins on the grass, including a mile and 1:34.2. Lion of David has more to recommend him than being a Grade 1 stakes winner by a hot sire. He descends from the same female family of the great Mr. Prospector. So to inspect the Spencer Stallions and to book a mare for 2013, get in touch with Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, Ned Toffee. Spendthrift Farms number 294-0030. And see the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at Prisnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2- and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at Brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
A broken vow is the sire of 17 2012 stakes winner. Only Giants Causeway and Sprightstown have more. Most recent stakes winner is Broken Dreams. Now, on October the 20th, they won the Grade 3 Senator Ken Matty Stakes at Santa Anita. Earlier this year, she won the Oceanita Stakes. That was at Del Mar. He's a sire of 3 competitors in this year's Breeders' Cup races. And past runners by Broken Vow include 4 Grade 1 stakes winners. Nationally ranked, Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Bob and John, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic. Bob and John is the sire of nearly 50 winners, including 3 stakes winners in his first crop to race, 3-year-olds this year. Cowboy Cal's first foals will race next year. And they ought to come out running. He won stakes at 2, then went on to win a place in 12 more stakes, 11 graded, 4 grade 1, and he earned over $1 million. Cowboy Cal is the son of the champion sire Giants Causeway. Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic has sired 59 stakes winners and over 100 stakes horses. So watch for weanlings and mares and foal to the Pin Oak Stallions at the November sales. And for more information, contact Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. And the number is an 859 number, 873-1420. See the website at pinoakstud.com.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul.
All right. Well, we've got a bunch of handicapping going on right before my eyes. What are you handicapping?
We're just stabbing.
You stabbing?
Yeah. Tomorrow's very exciting. People over at Lane's End invited us to come over for the open house. They have an open house tomorrow from 10 until 2. And they usually get, you know, thousands of people come to see the horses, and a lot of their fans come, and they serve drinks and desserts and all kinds of snacks. And they invited us to come over and have a table, talk about Gulch and talk about all the horses at Old Friends.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You're going to go over, Matt? You going to the open house at Lane's End tomorrow? It's open house. I guess everybody's invited. You can go and bug Michael.
I'm always invited because we always breed mares over there.
Who are you breeding to over there?
I don't know yet. We haven't decided it next year.
Oh,
yeah. He needs a few months off.
Yeah.
Or at least a month or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Yeah.
Is it all day? When do they start?
10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's right, during the lunch hour. Does that sound like
yeah?
Is that a free meal? Or
I think it is.
Oh, my goodness. That's my kind of game.
It's free stuff. I know that. All kinds of free stuff. Have a little. Yeah, well, this is the other day we took a goofy picture. I got the racing form out, the Breeders' Cup edition, and I went in and Gulch was leaning over my shoulder, and it looked like he was, you know, making his picks for the sprint.
Okay.
I figured he won it. You might as well know something about it. Anyway, so we sent it around, and they put it up on Lane's End Facebook page.
Oh, did they really? I've got to check that one out.
It's pretty amusing.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but I'm going over to Keeneland today and try and hit him again. I just barely have enough. I just barely have enough ammunition left.
Breeders' Cup's tough, isn't it?
It is tough, but it's so much. You know, it's so much fun, and the horses are good, and everybody came back good, and nobody got hurt, and you know, it's fabulous.
Yeah,
and there was some very, very good racing and some quality horses from all over the world. So
yeah, that started off to look like it was going to be a disappointing race at first race, you know, but it turned out to be a heck of a race.
Yes, it did. They all did. And you know what's cool, really cool about Royal Delta is, you know, your friend Ron Wallace, he pulled Royal Delta.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he went out to the races.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you know, I saw her yesterday. But I understand that they're going to race her again next year.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah. Well, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, she'd be 5-year old next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But boy, it's tough to bring one back when you know worth as much as you. What'd they pay for her?
He bought her back a lot of money. I mean, I forget what she went for at Keeneland this last time.
5.4 million,
something like that. Then they gave her back to Bill Mott, which is really smart.
Yeah.
And it's this guy, the Bezilu guy, that owns her, and he's doing. You know, he's got her going. You know, he's going to have her going. He's going to go back to Dubai if everything works out right. Come back to the Breeders' Cup. Can you imagine if she wins 3 Breeders' Cup Ladies Classics in a row?
That would be something that you'd almost be tempted to, depend on what's coming up, you know, to go in the classic itself with her. But, like it did Zenyatta.
Yeah, yeah.
She did win the classic, previous year. But
she won it once and almost won it a second time.
Almost.
Another 10 feet.
Well, I don't know if she was going to pass that horse or not. here we go. Hey, we're disagreeing again.
What are you watching?
I might not have known about it, clued me out exactly how that race was run, but I just saw that Zenyatta race again this morning. I'm telling you.
And you know the other thing that was great about that horse? Every racetrack in the nation is biased towards speed.
Uh-huh.
And she's a dead closer. And you can't get a dead closer to win a race on an American racetrack now for your life.
But if I'm not mistaken, after they passed the finish line, she never did pass him when they galloped out.
Yes, she did.
I don't think so.
I saw it this morning. You watch it.
All right.
Watch it again.
Yeah,
I know why you like this horse. I know why. I know why you love Blame. Okay, let's get that right out. I know Zenyatta does not advertise on this program, but I think there's a little bias here. And Blame is a great horse. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. She's fabulous. And Royal Delta's fabulous, too. And why is it that all of a sudden the big stars in the sport are women?
I don't know. In my book, it always been.
All the ladies are doing great. They're the ones who bring people into the sport.
Yeah. Well, an empire maker, you know, I wish she'd stayed in this country.
Oh,
my gosh. I
look
don't
at how
care.
Many we'd how many we'd like to get back now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Of course, they've got Pioneer of the Nile. You know, he's over at Binary.
Yeah.
And a grade one stakes winner.
Yeah.
He's Santa Anita Derby winner and so forth.
It's nice to see Get Stormy going over to Pope McLean's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's not the only one.
I know that, but I like him particularly because he's
Curious
Clowns is broodmare sire.
Here we go. Talk about a bias.
Curious Clowns is broodmare. Hey, this is another good thing. If people go on our website and see the new newsletter, one of our great contributors, Nicole Russo, used to work for the Thoroughbred Ties before she didn't. And she did a whole list of all the connections between all the Breeders' Cup horses and the horses at Old Friends. It's amazing.
Yeah, let me take a break here. It's the top of the hour. Then I want to talk to you. Did you hear from Doug lately?
No, I haven't.
Heard from him yesterday.
Oh, good.
Where is that? Jackie's got that. Here it is. I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's an email from Susan.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, Scat Daddy's compiling a remarkable record of stud. He is the sire of 7 stakes winners, 6 of them graded stakes winners, including a grade 1 stakes winner in his first crop to race. Now 3 rolls. 6 others have placed in stakes, 3 of them in graded stakes. That's 9 graded stakes horses in his first crop. He's the sire of 2 starters in Breeders' Cup races, including Handsome Mike, who's scheduled to go post for today in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. The nation's leading sire, Giants Causeway, has done what expected of him. He's sired 4 entries to Breeders' Cup races. Henry the Navigator, a top-ranked freshman sire this year, has 2. Taylor the Cat, 1. And Deceased Grand Slam, 1. If you want to compete at the highest level, look to the stallion standing at Coomore's Ashford Stud. Check the weanlings by Ashford Stallions and mares in foal to their cover at the November sales. And it's not too early to make plans for the 2013 breeding season. That number at Ashford Stud is 859-873-7088. See the website at coomore.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, there are 3 weanlings selling Wednesday at Keeneland that are a must-see. They're consigned by Burt and C. Jones Airdrie stud agent, and they're in barn 12. Hip number 215 is a colt by Malibu Moon. He's a half-brother to the grade 1 winner and hot young sire, Divine Park. And that reminds me, did you see that first-time starter from Divine Park's first crop win by 12.5 at Santa Anita on October 28th? Her name is Blonde Fog. Blonde Fog. So watch for her. She's bred by Brereton Jones and Lavin Bloodstock and trained by Bob Baffert. And she earned a not easily bestowed rising star endorsement from the Thoroughbred Daily News. Hip number 250 is a colt from the first crop by Majestic Perfection, and he's a half brother to the grade 1 stakes winner, Summer Soiree. Steve Asmussen called him Majestic Perfection, the fastest horse I have ever seen. Now, that's not the fastest he'd ever trained, the fastest he'd ever seen. Then there's hip number 299, a colt by Tappet. That's the first foal out of the graded stakes winner Silver Reunion by Harlan's Holiday. Once again, they're in barn 12. Then go to barn 41 and take a look at more outstanding weanlings from Mr. and Mrs. Burton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. And that's a farm which has produced over the past 4 years Champion Proud Spell, Champion Biofuel, Champion 2 ND Way, Grade 1 winner Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, Grade 1 winner Check the Label. Now that's quite a record. Outstanding weanlings from a farm that's raising runners, and that's a winning combination.
I'm heading down the highway.
All right, I got Michael Blown here with me.
The twin to we that you mentioned that Burton Jones has?
Yeah.
Wow, I think he's in. If he wins this weekend, I think it may end up being Canadian Horse of the Year.
That's a filly, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Another female.
Yo. Well, you said he.
That's oh, true. Sorry.
No one pointed out.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're,
I made 2 mistakes. I'm going to go for 3 and then I'm leaving.
Well,
I usually hit double figures on a good day.
Yeah. I got to go back and look at that Breeders' Cup race, I guess.
Yeah, go back and look at it.
All right.
And look at the other 19 she won while you're at it.
Well, I love her. She's really nice filly, you know. I mean, no two ways about that. But
I'm so excited.
I guess you'll be seeing her tomorrow, won't you?
Probably not. I don't think they're going to bring a big mob over to see her.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just going to show the stallions.
Yeah.
I think she has her own. you know, you have to make an appointment to go to see the Queen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. What's she in full tune now? I forget.
Tappet, I think.
Was it Tappet or? It's the other Mary that has a curling.
Yeah, Rachel Alexander.
Yeah.
How quickly we forget the other mare.
Yeah, what a great race mare.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think Tappet.
Okay, I can't remember.
I saw the other one. Her baby. Her.
That's a Bernadette.
Weanling. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks just like her.
Does it really?
Yeah. Got big ears. Yeah.
That was quite a statue they put up out of Santa Anita.
Very nice. Deservedly so. Deservedly so.
Yeah. Come on over here and sit down. I want you to meet somebody anyway.
Hi.
This is Michael Blowen. This is Tim Hsu.
Hi, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Nice.
Got his mic on. Sit right up there. Tim is trained for Art Preston.
Oh, great.
And
We have one of the great old Prestonwood horses at our farm.
Well, who is that?
Special Ring.
Special Ring. Do you remember him?
I do not.
He had Julio Canani had him.
Oh, okay. Get a little closer to that, Tim.
I don't know. Julio Canani had him, and he ended up at Art's farm. And then when he's a gelding, and when he retired, we got him. But he raced till he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Won the Eddie Reed twice.
Michael is with old friends.
Yeah, we have all the.
Yeah, you know who he is.
We don't have to do anything anymore. Just watch him and feed him.
Yeah.
You do. Everybody else has to do all the hard work.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have a clean barn because we get this fabulous.
Well, Tim's holding the fort now because everybody else in the organization went to the Breeders' Cup.
That's right. I'm left here.
Oh, my God.
They got flat out.
I love flat out.
Yeah.
I love flat out. Another great Bill Mott horse.
Have you ever seen him?
I have never seen him, no.
Never have seen. You haven't been with Thart too long.
Just 3 months.
Three months now.
That's correct.
Yeah. I had you on the show several years ago. Yeah,
probably, yes, it was. Probably maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
We do have Bird Run here, who he finished second in last year's marathon.
Oh, okay.
So he's coming back from surgery, and we're just jogging him now. So hopefully
Bird Run.
Yes.
Okay, what's he by?
He's a Birdstone.
Oh, is he?
He's earned about 700.
To go along, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really great.
So,
yeah. Well, how many you got here for Art now?
We have 13 of them here, and a lot of 2-year-olds and horses that were racing that had problems or didn't work out. So, kind of rehabilitating them and then running some of the other ones.
They let you run some of them?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But a lot of them you send on out, don't you?
That's right. We sent. Yeah. But they don't have any problems, we usually send them on. With Brett Calhoun, they send some, and Mott, Clement.
Yeah.
They spread them out pretty good. I think Baffert has one all across the country.
Yeah. What is his name of his farm over in Bourbon County then?
I believe it goes by Oxbow.
Yeah, that's right, Oxbow. He's over, it's not too far from where I live, as a matter of fact. And Frank Betancourt is he trains off the farm, gets them going on the farm, and then sends them to you here. Is that right, the way you're working that?
That's correct. They break them, and then the actual training on the farm. Frank was doing it all.
Yeah.
And then when I was hired on, I'd do the track, and Frank pretty much runs the farm. And they buy around 40 yearlings and weanlings, where they break about 40 in a crop.
They don't breed any, do they?
No, they stop.
Buy them all. I wonder, what did they pay for flat out? Do you remember?
Somebody said $11,000 is a weanling. I'm not quite sure what they paid for him. I believe they acquired him, but I think it's $11,000. They go anywhere from $2,000 to $60,000, right? You know, that's kind of the new philosophy, and they don't go much above $60,000.
Now, what barn are you in down here?
Barn H.
Now, that's the one right by Johnson Road, is it?
Well, about three down from there. Yes.
Yeah, you got the whole barn?
We got half the barn. Fred Seitz has the other half.
Oh, you're in with a good man.
Yes. Yeah, yes, we are.
Yeah. Fred's a great
classy man. Barn over here.
Classy barn, absolutely. So you've got, what, 9 horses down there now?
13. We actually subleased from Fred.
Okay.
Like 4 or 5 stalls. So.
Yeah. Oh, you got some lapped around. I was going to say, because I know it's just 9 on one
yes,
side.
Yes, we have one side that. We're taking
plus
like
Fred.
4 Freds. Yes.
Yeah, and then Fred's leaving.
Yes, so.
Yeah, he's snowbirds, you know. He goes to Florida.
Well, who could blame him?
Well, not me.
Huh?
Not me. I'd go if I could.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He gave us Wool's Way. He donated Wool's Way to us. Fred did.
Have you ever been over to Old Fred?
I have not.
You got
to
get over
there. I'd like to go. I would like to see.
I'll have to give you a magazine. The Daily Racing will put out this amazing magazine on our horses.
I think there might be one up here behind us here. Look, Rusty, see if there's one up there.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, take that one. I'll replace that one up there.
All right. We've been handing them out, right?
No, you gave away your bourbon to Matt. Now you give away the magazine. I got to bring back another bottle of bourbon next week. I got to get another magazine.
You want a bottle of bourbon?
No. I always can use a bottle of bourbon.
Now's the time to put your order.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah, Whole Foods put it out. Whole Foods and Four Roses put out Old Friend's Bourbon. So it's a nice way to raise money, don't you think? Sit around drinking?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about doing it. Let me take a break. I want to get back and talk to Tim a little bit.
Listen, I'm going to go. So I got to go do a tour.
All right.
We got some people coming in this morning before they go over to Keeneland and bet the races.
Tim,
it was great to see you.
Nice to meet
Come
you,
visit
Michael.
Us anytime
Will
you
do.
Like.
Will
Thanks
do.
For doing such a nice job with the horses.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know what about you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. let me take a commercial break here, and I'll be right with you, Tim. Well, Algorithms, undefeated. Son of Bernardini and out of the Blue Hen producer, Ava Knows the Code, is to stand the 2013 season at Claiborne Farm. Algorithms won his first start as a two-year-old at Belmont by 5 1/4 lengths, ridden out. Won his second start at Gulfstream Park in December of his two-year-old season, sprinting 6 1/2 furlongs, and won 15-2. In his third and final start, he won the Grade 3 Holy Bull Stakes at Gulfstream by widening 5 lengths, defeating champion two-year-old Hansel. All unrelated, his race record is reminiscent of the great Danzig, who also went to stud undefeated after only 3 starts. Algorithms is out of the fine race mare, Ava Knows the Code. The dam of 5 stakes winners, 4 of them graded, and he's to stand his first season at stud for 7,500 live foal. In Stace Lake's weekend, sign a 2-year-old Philip Pulpit, bred and owned by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillsnyder. He's the one the Grade 2 Pocahontas at Churchill. News Dad. Foil Copa Arts, bred by James Carp, won Keeneland's Grade 2 Fed, and Baffle Me, 3-year-old filly by First Samurai, bred by Peter Callahan, won the Banner Gala Stakes at Belmont. For more info about the Claiborne Stallions, call Bernie Sams, 233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, Indian Creek's consignment to Keeneland's November sale is one you can't afford to miss. They're in barn 14. They sell one next Wednesday. There are 2 weanlings by Blame. Others by More Than Ready, Warfront, and Indian Charlie. The Blame filly is a half-sister to Just Gender. Multiple graded stakes winner of over $750,000. And a colt by Blame is out of a half-sister to not only champion Minority and top sire Taylor the Cat, but to the Dam of Johannesburg. The More Than Ready colt is out of a half-sister by Sprightstown to More Than Real, winner of the Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly's Turf. And also by More Than Ready. The filly by Indian Charlie is out of a young graded stakes winner. And the Warfront colt is out of a daughter of a graded stakes winner, Top Prospects. Then there are mares in foal to Mineshaft, Warfront, Malibu Moon, the latter out of a young graded stakes winner. Then on Friday, in that session, Indian Creek's offering mares in foal to Street Sense, Mineshaft, Gosepper, Hardspun, Henry the Navigator, weanlings by Street Boss, Quality Road, Henry the Navigator, plus well-bred racing and broodmare prospects by Medaglia d'Oro, Sprite Stand, Smart Strike, More Than Ready. They're in barn 46, off Indian Creek. For years, the source of superior performance the world over, including 6 champions and 13 Grade 1 stakes winners. So see the Indian Creek consignment in barn 14, and to ensure your purchases, go to one of the most trusted names in the world, when it comes to insurance, the Clay Ward Agency in Paris, Kentucky, 859-987-1861. Well, in stakes last weekend, Magic Broomstick, a daughter of champion sire More Than Ready, won the River Memory Stakes at Woodbine, and Coastal Sunrise, a 2-year-old filly by champion sire Congrats, won the Extra Heat Stakes. That's at Delaware. Both More Than Ready and Congrats stand at Vinery, Kentucky, and both are represented by weanings and mares in foal to their covers at the Keeneland sales next week. So check out the Vinery consignment. They're in barn 15. They sell Wednesday. And while in Kentucky, you're invited to visit Vinery to inspect the stallions. Now would be a great time to book your mares for 2013 and to inquire about the services available. With state-of-the-art facilities in Kentucky, Florida, and New York, Vinery's equipped to handle your every need in the thoroughbred industry. Breeding, boarding, sales prep, sales, rehabilitation, breaking, training. They even have a very successful racing partnership program. So drop by the farm. The number there is 455-9388 and talk to John Gasper, Steve Castanola, Francis Rillingham, or Grant Williamson. See the website at Vinery.com. I'm talking to Tim Shue here, who trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center. And where are you from, Tim?
I'm from Covington, Kentucky. Right across the air from there. All right. That's right.
That's my wife.
Okay, I didn't realize she was from
God's
there.
Country. Yeah. How do you like that?
Well, after that welcome, you might as well leave.
Huh? That's right.
Well, Covington, Kentucky. Was your family in the horse business?
No, they weren't. I came to UK and kind of got sucked into it. I immediately really liked it. And
what did you do? Start going to the races or something?
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
You didn't go to races? You didn't go to River Downs or anything?
We did, but I didn't really get into it until about when I was going to UK. And then I really got involved in it. Really enjoyed betting it and going out. And then it got in my blood. And yeah. So just started at the bottom.
How did you start?
Actually, there's a law attorney in Louisville, Joel Turner.
Okay.
And he was the first guy I worked for. I just went and worked for him. And
what'd you do? Just start rubbing horses?
Rubbing, cleaning stalls. He kind of trained a little bit off out of his farm and bred mares. And from there, I worked at Three Chimneys. And then I went to work for Charlie Dieters in Walton, Kentucky.
What'd you do over at Three Chimneys?
Actually, I was an assistant. Margaret Layton kind of handled all their sales information and public relations. I would look up pedigrees for her and just whatever paperwork or research needed.
Yeah.
I would look that up, and I prepped yearlings on the weekend. So it was a good job, kind of.
Yeah. Who was it stood over there when you were there?
Well, Seattle Slew was there. Rahi.
Boy, there's a couple of good ones.
Slew of Gold. Those were the three I sure remember.
The three biggies.
There's right next to the office. My lunch break, I'd always go down there and look at them.
Yeah.
It was neat to be that. Neat to see Seattle Slew.
How long did you stay at Three Chimneys?
I was there a year. And then I went to Charlie Dieters up in Walton, Kentucky. And I worked for Elliot Walden for a while. On the track? Yes, okay. I did.
Where'd you go with Elliot?
We were at Payson. And actually took Ecton Park to Dubai. The Dubai World Cup was probably.
How'd you like that trip?
That was a good trip. I learned a lot there. I was gone a month.
Is that right?
Yeah, it used to be like you would go a week before and stay like 3 weeks afterwards. Uh-huh. And all the American horses would fly over and fly back together.
Oh.
So we all stayed about 3 weeks.
What year was that? Who?
That was 2000, Dubai Millennium, when he had his big performance.
Okay. And what did he win over there? Did he win the big one?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He won it easy. I remember. I think I was the three horse and he was the two. I remember in the paddock thinking, who is this big son of a gun?
Yes.
And he was pretty highly rated.
Yeah. Now, that they don't really have parimutuel wagering here, do they?
They do not. They do not.
Do they wager at all?
They may do it on the side in bookies, I'm sure, but there is no wagering on site.
Is that
right?
And
you don't see it. No. And I think they spent $1 billion or they spent a lot of money building that new racetrack. And it's hard to believe where there's no income coming in.
Is it a nice facility?
They tell me it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was at Nat Al Sheba in 2000. I think they tore that down, built a whole new track last year.
Okay.
Which kind of the upgrade. But it was really nice. They had a golf course in the inside of the racetrack, an 18-hole golf course.
On 18 hole?
Yes, sir.
It had to be par three.
It was pretty long, surprisingly. The 6 furlong sprint there was a straight shot. It was there's no turn, so it was a unique. Yeah. Any course.
Did you get to play any golf?
I did. I played that course.
Did you?
Didn't play very well either.
Well, you're not supposed to.
It was actually a pretty tough course.
And that was in the year 2000.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, when I met you, you were... Where'd you go from there then?
Then I worked for Chris Becker a little bit. I worked at Rude Riddle, and I went out on my own about 2002.
Okay.
And then till about 2008. I went to work at Shadwell.
Oh, okay.
And then I came back.
What were you doing first at Rude and Riddle?
Dr. Bruce Howard. I was his technician.
Well, you learned a little there, too.
That's right. I've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
He did a lot of broodmares and then a lot of sales, scoping and x-rays.
And Shadwell, what did you do over Shadwell?
I had all the track layups.
Okay.
I had the ear hob division, and then they had the yearling fillies over there, too. Mm-hmm. So,
were you over there when Invisor came back?
He was mostly by – I was out in Frankfurt, and he was mostly where the studs are there in
Versailles. They got a facility in Frankfurt?
Yes, they do.
I didn't know that.
That's where they keep their track layups and their yearlings.
Yeah, what's it close to down there?
Right on Leestown Road. It's on either side of Leestown Road. It's okay. On 460.
I didn't realize that.
That's right. It's
you know, they've got a stud horse over there. I really like it, De Hare.
Uh-huh. Well,
you know, I mean, that filly, that Gypsy Robin, boy, what a nice filly she is.
That she is. That she is.
I love her looks. And, you know, she's got a rear end.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Power.
I tell that Intadab throws a good horse. Doesn't get a lot of...
Progeny, but
he throws.
Yeah. Well, that's the same. You know, that horse just had, you know, they retired him late in the breeding season. And they bred, he had five named foals, De Hare. And that filly was one of them. And he had a two-year-old winner just yesterday at Hawthorne.
Did he really?
First-time starter.
Well, I know that filly's done him a lot of good and looks like she looked awfully good at Keeneland.
Yeah. Well, she's winning $500,000. That's a lot of good.
That's right. Looks like she's going to do a lot more good.
Yeah.
Especially on the synthetic.
Well, I met you. You were training here.
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. I was.
Well, now, were you working another job and training here?
No. I carried around between 8 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb Jones, I shared a barn with him for like 4 or 5
years.
Ah, that
had been experience.
So, yeah. So, no. I had kind of public stable, and I had the shed well. That kind of came about, and it looked like a good opportunity. But my heart's really in training horses.
You did, did well.
We had some good years, but hopefully have some more good ones.
How was Herb to work with?
Herb, you know, I always got along with Herb.
I love.
I never tested him too much. I tell you that.
I love Herb. He's a good horseman.
We never had a cross word.
Oh, Herb's class.
That's right. And it's good to have all his experience, and I asked him a few questions more than once, that's for sure.
Oh, listen, he would steer you straight, too.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I really like him. Well, okay, then how did you get hooked up with where you are now with Art Preston?
Well, I kind of came out of the public stable, and I think there was a position open there, and I believe they were talking to Dr. Greg Fox, and he kind of put me in line with them, and it just kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, been there 3 months, and glad to be there. And
yeah, well, it's a class outfit, you know. I knew the I know Rich Decker back when they had Prestonwood Farm, which is now Windstar Farm, of course, you know.
Yes.
In fact, they used to breed mare or two over there. I had a client that had that bred mares over there. I think they had Rare Performer over there that we used to breed to. And nice kind of an old stud horse. And he had, who else did he have? Oh, a real top horse over there. I'm trying to think of.
Chris S. was pro.
Oh, God, yeah, what a good horse he was.
They said they bought him out. I was talking to Rich. He said they bought him out of Florida. He was staying for around $7,500, $10,000 there when they bought him. So I think that was one of their big scores.
Yeah, Breeders' Cup side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen Flat Out? Have you?
I have not.
Well, I have.
I'd like to see him.
He was here for a while, you know.
you know, he probably was here when I was out here training, but as far as, no, I have not seen him in person.
I think I saw him. I think they had brought him back for some rehab or something and then brought him out here. And I clocked him a couple of times. And, oh, he's a good-looking horse, you know. I mean, you could tell he was class before, you know. I mean, before I knew who he was, you say, who is this, you know. But, boy, he's a super horse, you know.
Well, he's certainly a gold standard amongst everybody who's been here a while.
Well, we've got another horse from here, of course, going in the Breeders' Cup, too. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf with the Troy Rankin's horse, I'm Bound to Score. So maybe we'll have two former horses from the Thoroughbred Center here to win stakes today. I sure hope so.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Yeah. We were talking about that. There's a lot of good horses that pass through, either broke or legged up. And Susie said, well, we got Believe You Can, who won the Oaks over there now. And
she's there right now, and Proud Spell was here too, you know.
Sure.
Wayne Mackey had her. And Mind Shaffer here was at one time, and we've had at least six stakes winners out here this year. You know, different stakes winners. So that's pretty good.
Yes, yes. No, there's a lot of good horses.
Right, Strider's here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's a good one. Uh-huh. It's a good place to train. What do you think of
it? I like it. I like it. I like the surface here and. Mm-hmm. It's not real slow. It's not real fast. I think you can hold them together well.
Mm-hmm.
This is very content here. I think it's a very good secret. A lot of people don't realize, I think, how good a surface it is and a good place to train.
Well, yeah, I know you got to get back to your horses. I told you I'm just going to keep you 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to keep my word.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Thanks,
Tim. Russell. We'll see you a little bit later. It's
good
Tim
luck.
Shue. You want to see if we can get a hold of Steve now?
Yeah, we'll get
it. All right. Well, yesterday at Santa Anita, the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf was won by Flotilla. Two-year-old Philippa Mizenmaz, a stakes winner in France, making her first start in the USA. Flotilla went into the race off a fourth, beating just a length and a half after a troubled trip. In Group 1 stakes in France, she defeated a crack field in the Juvenile Fillies Turf to become the fourth Grade 1 stakes winner, sired by Mizenmaz. Tomorrow at Santa Anita, Ms. Direction, a four-year-old filly by Mizenmaz, is scheduled to take on the boys in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Ms. Direction, winner earlier this year, the Grade 3 Monrovia at Santa Anita, has won 6 of her 11 starts, never been out of the money. Mizenmaz stands at Judmont Farm. That's the home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense, Sive Dunn Donnell, who goes tomorrow in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. A group stakes winner in Great Britain, Dunn Donnell is a two-year-old from the first crop by First Defense. To compete at the highest level, look to the Judmont stands. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, McCauley Brothers is proud to be associated with many of the world's finest horsemen, and good luck to those with participants in the Breeders' Cup, and there are many. Meanwhile, last weekend, the Grade 3 turned back the alarm handicap at Belmont, was won by A Fleeting Lady, bred by James Loffer and W.D. Cubbage, and raised at Belvedere Farm. That's Marty and Cindy Tackus. And Marie and Kathy, winner of the Belmont's Chelsea Flower Stakes, was bred and raised by Gainesway Farm, both valued clients of McCauley Brothers. Week after week, runners raised on products from McCauley Brothers provide proof positive that their products are the finest in the world. And the goal at McCauley's is to maintain that standard of excellence. McCauley's was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse, and they've been doing so for decades. Give Mike Warren and David Longmire a call, 873-3333. Talk to them about your goals, and you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where? It's all about the horse.
Sally Van, about that, the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country, when you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, my good friend Jim Fitzgerald owns Knott Griffin Farm down in Bourbon County, and he also has another farm, Harper's Island. Well, I think it's Knott Griffin now, too. It's both of them are Knott Griffin, but the one on 460 in Bourbon County is for sale, and you need to get to Tom Biederman, Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers, to ask about that. Great location, great land. Of course, Jim has developed several farms in Central Kentucky and sold them. And here's an opportunity to buy a prime piece of property. Jim's been around all his life in the horse business, is all he's ever done. Came up under people like Michael Osmond and John Williams and Lee Eaton. He's owned that particular piece of land since 1994. The other place he's just owned for about 3 years now. They're just 10 minutes apart, as a matter of fact. But he has the facilities to board and sales prep, either public or private, rehab, quality farm help. They can give you some good, sound, common sense advice, too, if you're in the horse business or thinking to get into it. So give him a call. Give you his phone number. It's 987-8032. And that's knockgriffinfarm.com, KNOCKGRIFFIN farm.com, 987-8032. I'm talking to Steve Moody now. Steve, I'm having a coughing fit. So you're in charge.
Well, we've got... the Chalukie Stakes is the feature at Churchill today, on this Breeders' Cup Day. We've got, fillies and mares, 11 horses entered in this, 1 mile race. It's a grade two and, pretty well matched group in here, Ursel. Good deal of talent in this race. You got the bottom horse, I think, has a big shot in here, and that's the 11 Salty Strike, trained by Kenny McPeak. This filly really loves the Churchill Oval. has run here 7 times with 5 wins, and the one turn mile, I think, is really right up her alley. She's got tactical speed and is sort of known as an off the pace sprinter. So I think the added ground to a one turn mile would fit her perfectly. You got the 2-horse Joyful Victory, trained by Larry Jones, and she comes out of the race in the Ellis Park in the Gardenia, lost to Salty Strike in that race. So she's going to try to come back and turn the tables today. The 10 horse is an interesting horse, Spectacular Sky. This one comes in for Marty Wolfson, who's always extremely capable. He ships his horses all around, and usually when he ships them where, he usually means business. He's not there just for just to be a tourist. This one comes in from Calder, has won 3 straight races. I think she's got a big chance here if she takes to the Churchill surface. Got some. She has some speed. I think she'll be up close from the start today. I ended up settling Ursel on the bottom horse, Salty Strike. She just really loves Churchill. As I said, she's won 5 of 7 starts. And I think the distance really will suit her to a T. And I look for her to sort of track the leaders along the outside and then come get them in the stretch run. So I'm going to give her the nod today. So we're going to go 11, 11 to 10 in the Chalukee Stakes.
11-2-10 in the Chalukee. All righty. Well, I'd ask you, Steve, to Coach Steve is with the. I'll introduce you now that I've got a cough drop in my mouth. Steve is with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. He's the author of that, of course. It's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And I asked Steve if he'd take a look at the Breeders' Cup Classic and see what he thought about that. Steve, what did you have a chance to do that?
Yeah, we looked at that race, Ursel, and it's the 12th. The 12th race today out there in the last race. $5 million is the purse. A mile and a quarter of the distance, 3-year-olds and up. They've drawn 12 in there. The first thing that, you know, sort of jumps out at you about the race is there's not really that many in here that really look to be comfortable at a mile and a quarter. There are a few. But not a lot. The other one is that not a whole lot of horses here that have much experience at Santa Anita. One that certainly does is Game On Dude. It's kind of hard to knock his record there. He's started 5 times and got 5 wins. Unfortunately, he's really, I guess, I think you have to say he's at his best at a mile and an eighth. A mile and a quarter is has been, you know, a little bit suspect for him. You know, it looked like he was going to win this race last year, Ursel, with Chantel Sutherland aboard, had the lead in the deep stretch and looked like he was home. At Churchill Downs, and then, of course, out of the clouds, Drosselmeyer came running late and nailed him in the shadow of the wire. So he's going to try to get the job done today on the track that he really, really loves. But the distance is always kind of a little bit iffy for him. The two horse, I think is the one that you have to look at real hard, and that's the 2 Flat Out. He ran in the Classic last year as well, finished 5th in the Classic, but only got beat 3 lengths and didn't have the greatest of trips. He comes into this race just like he did last year, off of a huge win in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and He won it last year, came back again, won it this year, just got up to win it in the last jump, earned a big number, winning that race. So he's very, I don't think the mile and a quarter obviously is not a problem for him, but he's never run at Santa Anita. So you have one thing that is in his favor, one thing that's an unknown. And Game On Dude is sort of the opposite because he's got one thing in his favor and then another one that maybe he's not as good at. A couple others to look at. The 11 horse, Mucho Macho Man. He's a horse that will be a little bit of a price for Kathy Ritbow. Mike Smith is aboard. And of course, he won the race last year on Drosselmeyer. He's on this horse. This horse has been working just unbelievably well the last month or so. If you look back at the, I think it's 4 works back, Ursel, you looked at the work that he had at the Oklahoma training track at Saratoga, 5 furlongs, I think, in 57 and change. Just, I mean, that's unheard of working at the over Oklahoma.
Yeah, look at the work. Look at the work right before it, the 3/8.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think he could be doing any better. I'm not sure that, like I said, I'm not sure this is his, what he really likes, a mile and a quarter, and then at Santa Anita on top of that. But I don't think he could be coming into the race any better. And I think he's one that you've got to You look at Ron the Greeks, another one that is always right there. He won the big cap back in the spring. So it's, you know, or he won the Stephen Foster, I'm sorry, and at Churchill. Really, really interesting race. Game on Dude, I guess, is going to be the favorite for Baffert, but I'm going to take Flat Out, thinking he can get the job done for Mott. Mott, of course, won the race last year. He won the ladies' classic race last year with Royal Delta. Came back and won it again yesterday with Royal Delta, so maybe he can just keep things going. I'm going to take Flat Out on top. I'm going to take Game on Dude second, and I'm going to take Mucho Macho Man third. So we'll go 2-5-11 in the classic.
All right, that's very good. All right, who are you going to take in the football game today? You didn't answer me that.
Well, I think I'd like to see Kentucky somehow figure out a way to get an SEC win, but it, I just don't see it happening. I think it'll probably be close, but I think Vanderbilt will probably probably get out of town with the W when it's all said and done, Urshel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, though. What did you think about the basketball game the other day?
Well, you know, I thought they showed a lot of promise, and, you know, they were a little bit sloppy with the basketball in the first half, had 11 turnovers, but a little better in the second half, and I think their offense will be all right. It's certainly way ahead of their defense right now. Defensively, shot blocking, you know, they can do that, but right now it's guarding people out on the floor is where they're really struggling. So
yeah,
that's going to probably take, that's probably going to take a while, and they may, they start out bang bang with, Maryland on Friday night, and then Duke on I think the Tuesday after that. So, you know, they could be struggling at the beginning, but I think by the end of the year they'll be right up there with the best around.
Well, that's all you can ask for, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, Steve, I appreciate it. This has been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can buy that at the racetrack. I think you can get them out of Keeneland now, can't you? The off-track betting, is that right, Steve?
Yeah, I believe they have them even when, per simulcasting, too. So.
For simulcast, that's great. And, of course, you can go to the website, which is brisnet.com, brisnet.com, and get it. And, Steve, thank you, me, and I appreciate your help.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, De Hare, from his first small test crop of five named foals, is the sire of the brilliant filly Gypsy Robin, winner of the Grade 2 $250,000 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Beaumont at Keeneland, the Sorority at Monmouth, the inaugural stakes at Presque Isle, second in the Grade Saratoga's Grade 1 test. She's earned $498,000. He's also the sire of Stakes Place Castella, of maiden special winner KU. That's five named foals, three winners, two stakes horses, including multiple graded stakes winner, nearly $500,000. Now his second crop, two-year-olds, are coming out running. Five have started, three have won. All three won maiden specials. A third is placed in allowance company while racing overseas, and a fourth placed in a maiden special at Belmont Park. That was on October the 11th. His most recent winner just came yesterday, a two-year-old filly named Turfasha. Anyway, it's a two-year-old. Thank you. It's a two-year-old filly, bred by Shadwell, incidentally, making her first start, and she won a maiden special up at Hawthorne. So DeHaar is a Grade 1 winner and a brilliant miler. He is by the top sire, Awesome Again, who won the Breeders' Cup Classic, sire of the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, sire of one of the favorites in today's Breeders' Cup Classic in Game On, Dude. So DeHaar stands at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to the stand manager, Ken Barnes, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is brisnet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed rating, free membership, handicapping contest, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BriskNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Sydney's Candy set a new track record as a two-year-old at Del Mar, going 5.5 furlongs in 1:02.3. He followed that by winning 5 stakes as a three-year-old, all 5 graded. He won a Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, beaten Looking at Lucky by 6 lengths, set a new record winning the Grade 2 La Jolla Handicap, getting a mile and 16th, 1:39.2, sprinted 7 furlongs to 1:20.4 to win the Grade 2 San Vicente, won the Grade 2 San Felipe, and won the Grade 3, so Sir Beaufort Stakes, going a mile and 1:33.3 on the dirt. Won graded stakes on dirt, grass, artificial, posted triple-digit buyers on all three surfaces, came back at 4 to win the Grade 2 four-star David Saratoga, and to place in 3 more graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Shadwell Turf Mile. Retired with earnings of over $1,100,000, the son of the champion and successful sire Candy out of a daughter of Stormcat and Grade 1 Millionaire Exchange, Sydney's Candy's first foals weanings. Check them out at the November breeding stock sale. He stands over at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard, and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Well, welcome back. Thank you much. I want to read this stuff about Dr. Doug Byers again, because he is up at the Mayo Clinic, and he's doing better, we're happy to report. So, in fact, they moved him to rehab, where he gets to work on, you know, strength and balance and his speech and stuff. But he's doing really well. In fact, he called Ursel, I guess it was yesterday, said things are moving right along. What I wanted to mention, he is at St. Mary's Hospital that's affiliated with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. So I thought it'd be fun if you want to send him a card or something. I just happened to think of that this morning. St. Mary's Hospital. Now, the building must be Mary Brigg, like Brigham, with the A-M gone, B-R-I-G-H, like Mary Brigham, and take off the A-M. In that hospital, he's 3C, room 622. So that's St. Mary's Hospital, Mary Brigg, 3C, room 622. I'm going to say that again at the end of the show, because if you didn't have a pen handy or something, I'm going to send him a card. I'm going to send him one of those Monets that Monet Mary gave me, because they have their Monet auction going on right now. Let me say something about that real quick, because, oh, one good thing, I ran out a bit ago, and the front page, top of the fold on the Herald Leader, is a great big picture of something, jumping something in the Grand Prix jump off or something. So that's a little bit of good publicity for the National Horse Show, which ends, it may end tonight. Yeah, I think tonight's the last night. So I know Matt and Crystal are going, and Miss Holly here's babysitting, so they can go. But where is that thing? There's one more. Oh, Monets. Monets are 16 by 20 abstract paintings painted by famous horses. Not of famous horses. They're painted by. Sometimes they put a paintbrush in their mouth. They'll use their tail. They use their noses to rub on the canvas and all that fun stuff. It's great. One-of-a-kind works of arts now. The proceeds from selling these paintings on eBay go to Reruns Aftercare, as well as other equine charities. Auction ends tomorrow. And this is because these are a bunch of Breeders' Cup winners. I think they decided to do it now. They got Awesome Again, the 98 Classic. Better Talk Now, the 04 Turf. DeHaas, 96 and 98 Mile. English Channel, the 07 Turf. Indian Blessing, the 07 Juvenile Fillies. Wow, Spitestown, who's just a wonderful, you know, horse. Anyway, one of my favorites. He's a winner of the 04 Sprint. You can get this two ways. You can always Google it, but you can go to rerun.org and click on eBay, or go to ebay.com and click on Monet. And that's, this is your last chance tomorrow to pick up one of these. They're really nice. All framed and stuff. So tonight, let's see. Tonight is championship night. This is it. I think the Grand Prix was last night, and they've had saddlebreds in this thing too. So what time does it start tonight, Holly? Do you know?
No, I'm not supposed to be there around 6 or 6:30.
You're supposed to be there 6 or 6:30, so you know it's going probably 7. So that's nice. It's a big deal. Horse Park's world-famous Southern Lights begins November the 16th for cars, but November the 15th, you can go park and walk it. You can bring your dog and walk it and stroll around. That's a lot of fun. I think you can even run if you want. Let me see what else they've got. Besides all the lights, they have, American Bus Association selected Southern Lights as a top 100 event in the United States and Canada. So that's really nice. It's very family friendly. You can drive through, and then they have indoor attraction, holiday craft merchandise at the horse park, full of gifts for under the tree. They have the International Museum of the Horses open. They have an exotic petting zoo. If you're exotic, you can go pet. Pony and camel rides. The Mini Train Express model train displays. Ooh, I love model trains. And photos with Santa. They get about 30,000 cars, and they get over 100,000 people attend. Indoor attractions will be open every night except November 22nd. That's got to be Thanksgiving. It's $15 a car Sunday through Thursday, $20 a car Friday and Saturday. If you want to go on a limo, it's $30. If you want to show off, minibus is $50, a school bus is $75, and a motor coach is $125. So Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club is readying the 2013 Farm Managers, the manual, Farm Managers Manual. It is wonderful. It's the directory, they call it. It's great. Ursel looks at his every time he does something. You want to look up a name or a farm or a stallion or a la-la-la, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that is la-la-la.
So their space reservations closed yesterday, but I think if you give one more call, you might get it in Monday. Kim Ramsey, 948-7321.
All righty.
You want me to say something else?
No.
Oh. Gee, I hear that a lot.
Doesn't do any good. Well, Lionheart is the side of the undefeated 2-year-old colt Uncaptured. Impressive 5.5 winner of the Grade 3 Iroquois Stakes down at Churchill Downs last Sunday. He's a sire of No More. No More today goes in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. And with the earners of nearly $6,500,000, he ranks 8th on the 2012 sire list by North American Earnings. Now, of course, Lionheart's no longer available for stud duties in this country. He's in Turkey. But his Grade 1 winning son, Lion of David, is available, and he stands at Spendthrift Farm. Now, Lion of David won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, defeating a field which included the likes of Super Saver, who won the Derby next time out, and Dublin. The Arkansas Derby, of course, run on the dirt, and the versatile Lion of David won that Grade 1 event after he posted 2 consecutive wins on the grass, the latter ones, and won 34-2. Now, Lion of David has more to recommend him than being a Grade 1 stakes winner by a hot sire. He descends from the same female family that has given us the likes of the great Mr. Prospector. So to inspect the Spendthrift stands or to book a mare for 2013, it's not too early. Contact Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey, Michonne Feld, or Ned Toffee. Number over at Spendthrift Farm is 294 0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Got 5 minutes, you say?
Give me 5 minutes more.
I think your mic's on, Jackie. Oh, are you over there singing? I
apologize, everyone.
All righty. Well, let's see some winners from out of here. Not much racing going on available right now. I mean, they canceled several days on account of the Mountaineer up there. Had to cancel them on because of the storm. And but we did win a couple up there. And since last week, Matt Frazier took a quarter horse named Feature My News up to Hoosier and ran it in a $75,000 stakes up there, the O-H-R-A-I. Now, don't ask me what that stands for. O-H-R-A-I Derby. And he won it.
Oh, he just going behind.
$75,000 pot. So, that's congratulations to Matt. Mountaineer Jimmy Cargan won with the horse named Gold Mate. Tommy Skinner won with Finishing Touch. And last night at the Mountain, Jimmy Cargan won another one with Gatino. Won the second race up at Mountaineer last night. So Jimmy does a pretty doggone good job, I'll tell you the truth about it. We were talking earlier, I kind of left off about, you know, races yesterday up at the Breeders' Cup, and of course the two-year-old Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, which was grade one. Jackie, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
I can do announcements.
Excuse me, my throat just closes up on me. I'm getting over a cold.
Sort of.
But it's worse right now. In fact, I'm going to have to bail out.
I'll tell you what. Let me do some more announcements. Community tax sale tomorrow, Sunday, November 4th, from 11 to 4 at Masterson Station Indoor. You can buy winter blankets, boots, pads, clothing, and even saddles. Everyone's welcome to sell. I think that's funny. Usually say everybody's welcome to come, but you're welcome to sell. Bring your own chair and a table and make your Christmas money early. How about that? If you have any questions, it's at the Masterson Station Indoor Arena. Call, email Christine Brown, cbeaniebrown@aol.com, cbeaniebrown@aol.com. I want to thank again Sally Van for all they do with the old horses, and they go pick them up for free and take care of them and all that. You know, they do whatever needs to be done. That's Nicole Pirat. They do a great job. Besides, oh, I've got to call and get my trailer service. They pack wheels, and they're good. I mean, that's their business, is to, you know, service trailers and keep them running. So want to absolutely give them a call if you need work done on your trailer. Also, Macaulay's, they're so smart. That's John Liu down there, PhD. They developed a feed. It's a pellet. It's about the size of the joint on your finger for old horses, called Longevity. And what they do is they've made it so that horses with no teeth can gum it. So they pop that thing in their mouth, they pop it open, and it dissolves, and they get to eat it. They get nutrition from it. Whereas if you give them some kind of a sweet feed, they can't digest that. They can't chew it up enough to digest it, even if the oats are crimped. So that's Longevity down at Macaulay's. Let me see. Today is the last day of the All-Tech National Horse Show, and I noticed that there's a really wonderful picture of the jump-off on today's Herald Leader above the fold in color, so that's some good publicity. Hopefully people get out there. Front page above the fold.
How about that?
That was terrific. What's coming up? Mountain Games and the Olika Shriners Rodeo is coming up. That's like in the middle of December. Snowbird Dressage is December 1st. park is closed Christmas Day. Things are kind of winding down at the old horse park. Also from Macaulay's, they have a something called M10 Balancer, pelleted supplement for mature horses at work. So that's 873-3333. And if you have a horse with a particular problem, you go down there and talk to John Liu. He comes right out and figures out what you need. If they don't, you know, they mix stuff by prescription and all that good stuff.
Yeah. I've got an announcement now and I can talk for about 30 seconds. We're on at the regular time next week.
Yes, and this will be on UrsulaEllis.com. No, UrsulaEllisHorseTales.com, too. Yeah.
So we'll be on from 10 to 12 next week. There's no football game. I don't know when they're going to play the Samford game.
Don't know yet.
Haven't been announced
yet. What's that? The week after next, so
yeah,
we won't know.
Something like that. Well, I want to thank Mary Jane down at the station and Ressi here at the Cocker Stand with us.
Michael
and Matt and
Mr. Shue from Covington.
Tim Shue from Covington. And
I think I know some of his kin.
Holly Dunn over there for helping Clock.
Bless her heart.
Matt Howard for helping Clock. And who else helped?
Harold.
Harold Reed.
Harold. I think I do a better job when Harold
Okay. Got to whack it. Talk to you next week.